I'm Anita Ophoven, and my coloured pencil drawings will be on show at the Teichmann Shapiro Gallery opening May the 7th, and I think going through till June 25th. I went to what used to be the National Gallery School in Melbourne, Australia. It was the school attached to the National Gallery of Victoria. It was actually quite a prestigious school. A lot of Australia's most famous artists went there, and the head of the school at that time was John Brack, who's one of the grand old men of Australian painting, and he was wonderful. And then I took a break to have a family and eventually went back to school at the same school, but it was then called the Victorian College of the Arts, attached to the new National Gallery of Victoria. When I graduated from there, I did a Diploma of Education at the University of Melbourne, and after that I taught for a few years. I've always spent a lot of time in Australia. I've been living here in Minnesota since 1983, but I have always spent a lot of time in Australia. Now I spend about half my time in Australia. I always talk about the uncomfortable place between realism and abstraction, because in the beginning, when I realized that that was where I was, it felt very uncomfortable and I was worried about it. And then I talked to somebody whom I respect, and he said, you know, it's not a bad place to be. And I realized that was right. And the more I think about it, that was years ago, the more I think about it, the more I realize that it is a good place to be, and it's actually now what I strive for. I find it a very interesting place. I'm interested in ambiguity and enigma, perhaps, without wanting to be too pretentious, but the ambiguity of not knowing. I mean, I think my work is extremely realistic, hyper-realistic. But it's also abstract, because I think people don't really know what the object is. And it's all, I can only draw what I can see. I have zero imagination. I have no imagination at all. So I can only draw things that I can see. And that's what I do. But I think I abstract the object so that it becomes unrecognizable. They're very well thought out, or maybe not well thought out, but they're very thought out. So that's the beginning of my process. I'll see something that I like, or I'll make something that I like, and I do photograph them, and then I basically manipulate the photographs. I'll choose a detail from a photograph, or I'll turn it around or upside down, or I'll cut it, and then I'll make a composition. They are always rectilinear, and I've always done that, and they were a bit landscapey because of that. I mean, I'm a painter. I've majored in painting, and my paintings were always like that too. They were always a rectangle, and they always had a horizontal, which was not intended to, but always looked like a horizon, and so they looked like landscapes. Perhaps the most important thing to say about this work and the way I feel about it is that I'm in love with the process, and I think that's why I do it. It's the process. The object or the subject of the painting is really whatever I choose to make a drawing about is really just a vehicle for the medium. That's what this is all about for me. It's the medium. I'm in love with the medium and the process of the drawing. And so what I look for is something, some way for me to indulge the love of the process. So that's what they're about.